Welcome back, and thanks for walking along with me again. Today we're getting into one of the two great halves of Azure Monitor, the numeric half. This episode is all about metrics and the tool you use to explore them, the Metrics Explorer. Last time we framed Azure Monitor as a data platform with two sides. One side is logs, which is rich, textual event data, and we'll get to that next time. The other side, the side we're focusing on today, is metrics. Fast, cheap, always on. Think of metrics as the pulse of every Azure resource. So let's start with the simplest question. What actually is a metric? Here's the key idea. A metric is a numeric value, collected at regular intervals, that describes some aspect of a system at a particular moment in time. Azure Monitor gathers these numbers into a time series database, which is just a database built and optimized for time-stamped data. So you get a steady stream of numbers, sampled again and again, and you can chart them almost in real time. Here's a little mnemonic that'll stick with you on your walk. Metrics are the heartbeat, and logs are the diary. A heartbeat is a steady number pulsing over time, and that's metrics. A diary is rich, wordy, event-by-event storytelling, and that's logs. Keep that image in your head, because it explains almost everything about why the two halves behave so differently. Now, why does any of this matter for the exam and for the job? Because if you misread a chart, you misread the health of your infrastructure. You need to know what a metric is, where it comes from, how long it lives, and how to slice it. So let's build that up piece by piece. Let's talk about the types of metrics. There are two big families. The first family is native metrics, which you analyze with Azure Monitor's own tools. The second family is Prometheus metrics, which come from the Kubernetes world. And native metrics split again into two kinds, platform metrics and custom metrics. Let me make each of those concrete. Platform metrics come straight from your Azure resources. They need no configuration at all and they cost you nothing. They're just there, automatically. Custom metrics come from other sources, the Azure Monitor agent, which we call AMA, or from Application Insights, or from AREST Application Programming Interface that you call yourself. Custom metrics can carry a cost, though they're free during the preview period. Both platform and custom metrics are pre-aggregated, which means the numbers arrive already summarized, and they're stored at the subscription level. You analyze both of them in Metrics Explorer, you alert on both with a metric alert rule, and you can visualize them in workbooks, in Azure dashboards, or in Grafana. Prometheus metrics are a different animal. They come from Kubernetes clusters, including Azure Kubernetes Service, which is AKS, and also from any Kubernetes cluster through a mechanism called Remote Write. To collect them, you enable the Azure Monitor Managed Service for Prometheus. Here's the important contrast to lock in. Native metrics are pre-aggregated and stored at the subscription. Prometheus metrics are raw, unsummarized data, and they're stored in something called an Azure Monitor workspace. You query Prometheus data with the Prometheus query language, and you visualize it in Grafana dashboards, and you alert on it with the Prometheus alert rule. So remember, native is pre-aggregated and lives in the subscription. Prometheus is raw and lives in the Azure Monitor workspace. Let's talk about where metrics come from. The data collection story. The lovely thing is that once metrics are collected, no matter the source, they can all be evaluated together in the same metric database. So where do they originate? Azure resources themselves produce platform metrics about health and performance, with no configuration, collected at a 1-minute frequency by default, unless the metric definition says otherwise. Applications produce application insights metrics, things like server response time or browser exceptions. Your virtual machine guest operating systems produce guest metrics, and those are enabled through the Azure Monitor agent, AMA. That agent, by the way, replaces two older tools, the legacy Windows diagnostic extension and the Influx Data Telegraph agent that was used on Linux. You can also push your own numbers in through the custom metrics REST application programming interface. And Kubernetes clusters produce Prometheus metrics, collected and stored by that Azure Monitor managed service for Prometheus. One quick caution about latency. Because different sources aggregate differently, platform being pre-aggregated, and Prometheus being raw, the very same sample time can show different values until the latency settles and until you compare at the same granularity. So don't panic if two views don't match instantly. Now let's look inside a metric, at the time series structure. Every set of metric values is a time series, and it carries a handful of properties. There's the timestamp, which is when the value was collected. There's the resource, which is what the value belongs to. There's the namespace, which acts like a category for the metric. There's the metric name. There's the value itself. And finally, when they're present, there are dimensions. And here's a number to memorize. Custom metrics are limited to 10 dimensions. So what are dimensions? Dimensions are name and value pairs that add context to a metric. Let's make that concrete. Imagine a metric called available disk space, and it has a dimension called drive, whose values might be C and D. With that dimension, you can look at free space per drive, or across all drives combined. And a handy detail, dimension names and values are case insensitive, so you don't have to fuss about capitalization. Let me paint the difference between having dimensions and not having them. Without dimensions, a metric can only answer one flat question. What was my throughput at time X? You get a timestamp and a single value, over and over. But add two dimensions, say one called IP and one called direction, and suddenly the same metric answers much richer questions. Now you can ask, what was the throughput for each IP address? And, how much was sent versus received? Same underlying data, far more insight, just because you attach those name and value pairs. Now, one of the most exam-relevant topics, retention, or how long metrics actually live. Let me give you the headline numbers as a little story. Platform and custom metrics are stored for 93 days. But, and this catches people out, a single chart can only query up to 30 days at once. To see the rest of that 93-day window, you pan the chart, sliding the time range along. Prometheus metrics are stored much longer, 18 months. But a single Prometheus query span can cover at most 32 days. There are a few more retention figures worth knowing. Classic guest operating system metrics, the ones sent through the diagnostic extension into storage, are kept for at least 14 days. Guest metrics sent into Azure Monitor metrics, whether through the Azure Monitor agent, a diagnostic sync, or Telegraph, follow the same 93 days as platform metrics. Guest metrics collected through the older Log Analytics agent, which land in a workspace, are kept 31 days by default and can be extended up to 2 years. And Application Insights log-based metrics run from 31 days up to 2 years, while the Application Insights resource keeps its logs for 90 days. Two things to watch out for here. First, that 30-day query window does not apply to log-based metrics, so they behave differently. Second, moving or renaming a resource may lose its metric history, so be careful before you reorganize. A brief word on security, because it comes up. All the traffic uses TLS version 1.2 over HTTPS. The agent connects using certificate-based authentication over port 443. And the private keys are rotated every 90 days. Nice and steady. All right, let's get hands-on with Metrics Explorer, the tool that ties this all together. Metrics Explorer is the Azure portal component you use to plot charts, correlate trends, and investigate spikes and dips. You can open it from the Azure Monitor overview page, or you can open it from an individual resource, under Monitoring and then Metrics, in which case the scope is already filled in for you. The first thing you do is set the scope. You choose a subscription, a resource, and a location. And here's a rule to remember. If you want to chart multiple resources on one view, they must be in the same subscription, the same region, and the same resource type. There's also a permission requirement. To visualize metrics across multiple resources, resource groups, or a whole subscription, you need the monitoring reader role at the subscription level. Next comes time and navigation. The time picker defaults to the most recent 24 hours. You can pan, and panning moves the range backward or forward by half of the chart's current span. You can also zoom, by setting a time granularity and then dragging the time brush across the area you care about. If your granularity is set to automatic, zooming in will pick a smaller grain and apply it to all the charts. Now, aggregation, which is central. Each point on the chart is aggregated over the time granularity, so you get one data point per time grain. There are 5 aggregations to know. Sum gives you the total of all values in the interval. Count gives you the number of measurements in the interval, and here's a subtle point. Count equals sum whenever the value is always 1. Average gives the mean of the values. Min gives the smallest value in the interval. And max gives the largest. So sum, count, average, min, and max. And now the exam favorite, the pair everyone confuses. Filtering versus splitting. Both are diagnostic tools, and both only apply to metrics that have dimensions. But they do opposite things. Filtering is about choosing which dimension values show up. It includes or excludes values. You add a filter, pick a property, choose an operator, and the default operator is equals, then pick the values. For example, show me only the requests where result equals success. Splitting, on the other hand, draws a separate line for each dimension value. So instead of one blended line, you get one line per server instance, one line per whatever dimension you split on. When you apply splitting, you choose the dimension, a limit, and a sort order. The limit defaults to 10 values, and it can range from 1 to 50. The sort is descending by default, but you can flip it to ascending. Here's the mnemonic to carry with you. Filter equals fewer, split equals several. Filtering reduces what you see. Splitting fans your data out into several lines. And a nice tip. You can apply both on the same dimension, filtering out the irrelevant segments and then splitting the rest so the chart is readable. For multiple resources, you split by resource ID or by resource group to compare one metric across many resources. Let me quickly cover locking the y-axis because it leads straight into our first exercise. Locking the value axis, the vertical axis, matters when you have small fluctuations of large values. Picture a success rate sitting at 99.99% and it dips to 99.5%. If the chart auto-scales from zero, that dip is invisible. So you go into More Options, then Chart Settings, and set a tight y-axis range, or set it back to auto to revert. One caveat, if you lock the y-axis for count, sum, min or max, use a fixed time granularity rather than automatic. You can also create an alert rule right from a chart. You select New Alert Rule, and the rule inherits the chart's target, metric, splitting, and filter dimensions, which saves you a lot of setup. You set a threshold value, which shows up as a horizontal line, then give it a name, a description, and a severity. The severity levels are critical, error, warning, informational, and verbose. Then you review and create. The full alerting story, action groups and processing rules, comes in a later episode. There's also drill into logs, which helps you find the root cause by correlating a spike with three kinds of logs. First, the activity log, which records management plane operations, the what, who, and when of creates, updates, and deletes, and there's one per subscription. Second, resource logs, which record data plane operations inside a resource, and these must be enabled first. And third, a recommended log, which offers scenario-based queries. Drill into logs is currently available for application insights, autoscale, app service, and storage. And finally, you can share your work, pin to a dashboard, save to a workbook, download to Excel, copy a link, or pin to Grafana. Now, let's test yourself. Here's scenario 1. Your web app's successful requests metric hovers around 99.99%, and your operations team complains they can't see a small dip to 99.5%. because the chart auto-scales from zero. What do you configure, and why? Think about it for a second. The answer is, you lock the y-axis range, through More Options and then Chart Settings, setting a tight vertical range, so that small fluctuations of a large value, finally become visible. Here's scenario 2. You run 12 virtual machines of the same type in one region, and you want to compare percentage CPU across all of them on a single chart, then be alerted if any one of them exceeds 90%. What scope, permission, and features do you use? Take a moment. The answer is, set the scope to those 12 virtual machines, remembering they must share the same subscription, region, and resource type, and you'll need monitoring reader permission. Then use splitting by resource ID to get one line per virtual machine. Finally, create a new alert rule with a threshold of 90%. And it inherits the target, metric, and splitting for you. Two quick quiz questions. First, platform metrics in Azure Monitor are stored for how long, and what is the maximum window a single chart can query? The answer is 93 days stored, but only a 30-day query window at a time, and you pan for the rest. And the second question, you want a separate line per server instance for CPU usage on one chart, which feature do you use? The answer is splitting. Splitting draws a separate line per dimension value, whereas filtering would only include or exclude values. Let's do a quick recap before we move on. A metric is a numeric, time-stamped value, stored in a time series database, and it's the fast half of the Azure Monitor platform. Metrics are either native, split into platform which is free and needs no config, and custom whose cost varies, or they're Prometheus, which is raw and stored in an Azure Monitor workspace. A time series carries a timestamp, a resource, a namespace, a name, a value, and dimensions, with custom metrics capped at 10 dimensions. Retention is 93 days for platform and custom metrics, though a chart only queries 30 days at once, while Prometheus runs 18 months with a 32-day query span. And in Metrics Explorer, you set the scope, pick an aggregation from sum, count, average, min, or max, then remember filter for fewer and split for several. You can create alerts straight from a chart and drill into logs to correlate spikes. That last phrase, drill into logs, is the perfect bridge to where we're headed next. In the next episode, we leave the numbers behind and cross into the other half of the platform, the logs half. We'll explore the log analytics workspace, and we'll get our hands on the Kusto query language, KQL, the language that powers all that log analysis. So keep walking, and I'll see you there.